Hello, everybody. I've been intending to make this audiobook for such a long time, so apologies to all our listeners who are perhaps waiting on this little audiobook about our concert in Cushendall at the beginning of August. You may know that my dear brother Martin was a parish priest of Cushendun, which is about 2 miles away from Cushendall. The parish priest of Cushendall is now also the parish priest of Cushendun. That's a sign of the times when parishes are being kind of, well, not amalgamated, but they do share the same parish priest. But this year we had been asked to celebrate and to sing at an opening concert for the centenary year of the church in Cushendall, the parish church there. And we were delighted to do so at the beginning of August, just at the time of the, well, at the peak of the summer holiday season in the Glens of Antrim. Now, for those of you who have never been, I would recommend, and this is not a kind of a free advertisement on behalf of the Northern Ireland Tourist Board, but if you were free to come to Northern Ireland at some stage, you could do a lot worse than go and visit the Glens of Antrim, especially Cushendun and Cushendall, two lovely locations in the heart of the Glens, near the coast, the north, the Moyle, the Sea of Moyle, between Northern Ireland and Scotland. Incomparable, really. Cold, it must be said, in the winter. Warm, pleasant, temperate in the summertime, especially if there's no rain. And even if there is rain, you know, you can cope with it. But a lovely, lovely environment. So, as you may know, we went to school, all three of us, Martin, David and myself, about 6 or 7 miles away from Cushendall at St. Magnesis College, Garantar. So we were there as, you may say, local artists with a little bit of an international kind of profile, which is fantastic, and made the evening all the more important and special and significant for the people of the parish. So we had a wonderful evening doing what we do in our repertoire. We opened up with a lovely sacred selection of music from Laudamus Te, Benedictus, Ave Maria, Panis Angelicus, before our delightful accompanist Ruth McGinley played a piece by Chopin. And then in the second half, we went through Hathia Belen, How Great Thou Art, finishing with You Raise Me Up, which is not specifically sacred, but is, you know, spiritually heart-lifting. So that gave us a little bit of a pause where people could take a little bit of a stretch, having been seated on, you know, hard oak benches in the church. They needed a little respite from that so they could go walkabouts in a lovely evening. Before we opened up with the second half, it must be said now our sound and light was second to none, done by a gentleman called Brian Boyle, a brother of a priest of our diocese, who excels in technological equipment for sound and light. He did a wonderful job for both for sound and light. The church, he chose different lights for and light effects for the different songs, so it varied from white to green to blue to red. So it really was quite lovely, and he knows his business really, really well. Second half, we had some solos after opening with Funiculi Funicula. We had some Irish songs, and we concluded our evening with some sacred music, bringing it to a fitting end. David sang the Green Glens of Antrim for his solo, which went down extremely well because, of course, we were in the heart of the Glens of Antrim on that evening, the 1st of August 2014. So that, all in all, it was a delightful evening. We, of course, ended up with our Irish blessing, which is our traditional valedictory and blessing through music on all who had been able to join us for the evening. So it was a real fantastic celebration for the parish of the opening of its centenary year, which coincided, of course, with the opening of the Glens Festival for that weekend and but not just the weekend, actually the following week in August. So we were greatly privileged and delighted to be a part of that. And because we're all quite well known there, it was all the more special. So just sharing that with you. I think there are some pictures of the event actually on our website. So do be sure to go and visit thepriests.org to find out how that is going. And I'm going to post a couple of blogs on my role as radio DJ for Radio Ulster / Radio Foyle, doing a programme called Sounds Divine in the five Sundays of the month of August 2014. Those concerts are only available, it must be said, for a week after they are published or released on the BBC Radio Ulster website. So if you want to go and actually find that, Google that address at BBC Radio Ulster or Radio Foyle, and you should get a direct link to Sounds Divine. That's the programme that I'm doing between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. We're coming towards the end of that because, you know, the Sundays in August are almost over. The concerts are all pre-recorded, but I'm not going to upstage myself by saying any more. I'll put a little separate blog on our website telling you more about that and the experience. It has been truly, a learning curve and thoroughly enjoyable. So go online, see our website at thepriests.org. There'll be a couple of photographs there of our concert at Cushion Dáil. And now there might not be too many photographs of me sitting in a radio studio recording for Radio Ulster, but I'll give you a little bit of a insight into what all that entailed. So thanks for listening as ever, and I hope you're enjoying your summer holidays. Bye for now.